Appreciate the service thus far. Appreciate the song that they sang. The experiences that I've had with the Lord has made me realize that they've never been a time. And if you don't really know Him and hadn't really spent much time with Him, He's still as faithful to you as He has been to me. I'll be honest with you, you can't appreciate the song as much, though. Appreciate the service, like we said. Brother Andy gave us a call last night. And we're just going to do the best that we know how. And just like Susan said, there's things that the devil may not bother with me as much as he used to did. And if you ain't careful, you know, the devil, he can try to find some loopholes for you. You know, just like myself, there came a time the devil told me, and if you talk to him, he'll stay around and talk to you. And he'll help you figure out a few things. He told me, he said, I got a way you can get out of preaching. I said, oh yeah? He said, yeah. He said, the only thing you got to do is just go back up that altar and pray and get up and tell people you just now got saved. So that wipes away everything. So you fresh start, you don't got to do it no more. Sat there and I told him, that sounds pretty good, but there's only one problem with that. I know I'm saved. I know that I'm saved. You say, you sound like you're bragging on it. I am. Not on my behalf, but I know that I am. Because there have been times in my life when I ain't been where I should have been. And they've been at places where I should not have been. And He's came and He has spoke to me and told me what I should be doing. He's brought me out of places. Now, I can't speak for nobody else, but I can speak for me. I know what He did in my heart that night when I came up and gave it to Him. I've not been as faithful as I should have been, not been as graceful as I should have been. But it's for one thing for sure, just like she said, He has. Which that's another song they sang, and they could have probably hit on it too, because all them songs relate together. But nevertheless, we're going to try to bring this out the best that we know how. It came to us just a little bit after we made it home. We was on our way home from the grocery store when Brother Randy called us. Got onto the house and had a little bite to eat, and then got in there and this come to us, and we just want to read it, and then we'll just go farther. Y'all pray for us, y'all. I'm good at multitasking. Let me just say that, because you know I can stand up here and speak to y'all, and I can tell you what the Lord is telling me, but at the same time I can talk to myself. And I can tell myself just what bad of a job that I'm doing, and nobody cares and nobody is concerned, and I can still talk. Well, I want y'all to pray that I can't multitask today. I'm my worst critic. I lie to myself more than anybody else lies to me. Try to talk myself out of the things that the Lord had me do more so than anybody else does, if to me. And I just want y'all to pray that I cannot multitask today. That I'll get that single eye that the Bible speaks about and just accept of what God has for me to say, and to say it the way that He has me to. Because there's a lot of things in my mind that we would like to be able to do, and how to do, and it ain't in how you do it. So I just desire His prayer this morning. So if you just want to turn your Bible over, we're going to start reading chapter 25 in Matthew, and just let you know what the thought is that God has given us. I've often said this. I said, I don't consider myself as just a preacher of sort, but maybe as a thought giver. Because as we spoke in the prayer room this morning, services is good and it feels good, and I want them to be good. But you know what? There's still going to be Monday through Friday coming up, and Saturday before next Sunday gets here. So I'm going to need something other, and you're going to need something other. So I'm hoping maybe I'll lay down a little thought or something other to you that maybe by Wednesday or Thursday when the devil starts coming back at you again, because I'm going to tell you, when today he's still going to bother you, tomorrow he's still going to bother you, and the day after that. And you're still going to need something other. So I'm hoping that we might ever just say something other, that on them days that you say, that the Lord said, see, I gave you something Sunday, and here's you some leftovers. Usually there's some certain leftovers that's better the second day. You know why? Because all the flavor absorbs into it. You don't just eat it before it gets in it. So maybe I can just give you something other you can pack in a bag. If you don't eat it today, just take it with you. You might have it through the week. But we're going to read on chapter 25 of Matthew. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps, and the bridegroom tarried. They all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another one, 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter ye in to the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said unto the Lord, Thou deliverest unto me 2 talents, and behold, I have gained 2 talents, 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent come and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast then is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap and where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should receive mine own usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and to every, and he shall have abundance. But unto him that thou hast not shall be taken away even unto the he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. After reading, if I'm correctly, a few verses in this chapter, like I said last night after we made it home, started reading and thinking. And we started thinking upon this. And even though this word that I'm fixing to use ain't in there, but it still came to me. Meanwhile. The word meanwhile means the time between the current time and the time when something else is going to happen. So each of these groups of people, they had a meanwhile between the time that they received something or had knowledge of something and then when the end was fixing to come. In the meanwhile, they was 5 foolish virgins. They was at the same place as the wise virgins was. They had a vessel just like the wise did. And they knew before they came that they did not have any oil. So instead of sitting and sleeping and slumbering around, they had an opportunity to get the same thing as the wise did. But in the meanwhile, they slept and slumbered. And then the Bible reads, just like what we read, when the bridegroom came, they was not ready. Because in their meanwhile, they did something else other than get prepared. While they was gone to get prepared, you see, there's going to come a time when you ain't going to have time to get prepared. But what we do in the meanwhile is going to determine the outcome of what we have when it comes. It don't mean much to you right now. You say, I believe it does. Well, I'm going to tell you, it don't. It don't mean much to the world right now, what's happening in the meanwhile to them. They wake up in the mornings, even though His mercy's renewed to us, it's renewed to them. If they wake up in the morning, His mercies is new to them. But they're going to come a time when they're going to have to answer a call just like what we answered. And the Lord's going to say, what have you been doing in the meanwhile? I came and I knocked on that door, but you didn't open it up. I sent prophets. I sent messages. You know, he's still got some good Christian people in this walk of life that might not even preach a message at all. I worked with a few. What are you doing in the meanwhile? This thing's coming to an end someday. We ain't going to get in on our good looks. We ain't going to get in on our bank account. We ain't going to get it because if we got a status in life somewhere, we're going to really get in for what we did in the meanwhile. I took care of my meanwhile one night. But you know what? They are still meanwhiles in my life. Matter of fact, Monday and a Tuesday is a meanwhile before Wednesday gets here. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is a meanwhile before Sunday gets here. We like to talk about how the old timers would just get up in here and shut the house down. They would come in and sing the songs with power, with the Spirit. There's one reason why that they did. Because of what they did in the meanwhile through the week. We don't take our meanwhiles for seriousness a lot of times. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. When I say we, Bruce Owens is right in the midst, in the middle of every bit of it. You might say, you don't know if it works that way. I know it works that way because I have bid some things right. I've studied, I've prayed, and I've did things through the week. And God has blessed on Sundays. But there have also been times where I've just laid back. And in the meanwhile, I didn't do as what I did. And therefore, I did not receive the fullness of what I could have received. Yes, God has gave me some good blessings just sitting there a time or two. He's fronted it to me. He's given it to me. But I'm going to tell you what. We won't talk about how good He is, and we can talk all day long about it. We talk all year long about it. And it's all true. But it's what we are doing in the meanwhile that's going to make the difference. You see, the world, as the world is, they have nothing to look at except the church. And in the meanwhile, if we ain't gathered up with them, we can help make a difference in them. I can name an awful lot of men and women of this church that while I was right up there in the old church, and I think one of these days, God's going to give me what they give me. I see them shouting, that feels good. I didn't know it. I didn't know nothing about it. But boy, they sure looked happy doing it. And one of these days, He's going to let me do that. It don't work that way. It's what you do in the meanwhile. It's what makes it work that way. I just want to encourage you. I want you to go home and think about something through the week. Because I'm going to tell you, just like I said, it's going to get hard through the week. I don't wake up happy every day. I tell people, I said, if you really looked at me when I first woke up, you'd probably think, why don't he just go back to bed? But if you get up just a little bit, get stirred around. But if we'd get stirred around in the Lord a little bit more, and use our meanwhiles wisely, we could help make a difference. First of all, I need to make a difference in my family. We say this, and I think I said it one time last week. We use this phrase a lot of times. It's my life. Let me live my life. Even my boy told me that one time. He said, it's my life, Daddy. Let me make my own mistakes. I told him this. I said, well, son, you're going to make your own mistakes. I'm just going to tell you. I said, but if no other reason of letting me tell you, then you let me tell you just so I can hear myself telling you. So that when them mistakes do come, I said, you ain't got to come to me and say, Daddy, you never told me. Do we not treat the Lord that way sometimes? Well, you may get up at 2 o'clock this morning and read a little bit. Don't you know I got to go work tomorrow? Done it. I've told you how I've talked to the Lord. I've talked to Him, but it don't take Him long to really speak back and tell me how wrong I was. But in the meanwhile, what are we doing? What are we doing? We just want to depend on somebody else to bring something or other and give it to us and make us feel good about it and bless Him, Lord. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's not an individual here, saved, lost, belongs to Mountain View or not, that we don't need each other. Because we do. You might not want to need me. And sometimes I might not want to need you, but I need you. And what's going to make the difference in what I can supply to you in need is what I do in the meanwhile. You see, I often question God. I said, why did you call me to preach? You know, I don't even like to read. I wasn't no reader growing up. Now, He didn't ever give me an answer, but I just know He did. But it's up to me what I do in the meanwhile if I'm going to be able to help anybody or not. He gave one man 5 talents. He gave man 2. He gave man 1. And then He gave every man the same thing here. He gave him a meanwhile. So in that meanwhile, just like the Scripture said, some took it. Some worked with it. But then there's that one that didn't. But his meanwhile still came to an end. My meanwhile is going to come to an end, and yours is too. I often thought about that one talent. I might have said it again. I've often thought about, what was that one talent? I believe this, and this is just me. I believe that one talent was faith. I believe one of them 2 talents that one man got was faith. I believe one of them talents that 5 that the man got was faith. But the difference between the 5, the 2, and the 1, the 2 put it to action. And the other one buried it right here, down deep in the earth. You know why I know? The Bible says He gave all men a measure of faith. And some people have just covered it up with this earth right here. I'm not looking out there at that. But they've got it so much covered up, that faith covered up, that they're not putting it to use. And in the meanwhile, the Lord's coming back. And if you don't get that talent unearthed and activated, putting it in belief that God is who He says He is, He did send His Son Jesus, He did die on the cross, He did rise again, ascended up in heaven, and sent down the Holy Spirit, that talent will be removed from you. And you'll be just like these right here, knocking at the door, let us in. And He'll say, I'll know you not. Because in the meanwhile, when I was knocking, because in the meanwhile, while I was traveling, because in the meanwhile, while I was giving you the opportunity, you didn't take it. So if we want to be better in our spirit life, if we want to really get saved, if we really want to be somebody that can help somebody, what we do in the meanwhile really does matter. And who we do it with matters. You say, you're going to get off all that? I said, I'm just going to get all this off I can. But they was good intentions don't work. Good intentions. People say sometimes say it's a thought that matters. Well, it ain't. I understand what they're trying to say. But you know what? There's a lot of people that thought about getting saved before they died. There's a lot of people that had good intentions for that opportunity to come again. But because of that meanwhile that they didn't take the opportunity, they never will have that opportunity again. But over in the Bible, Elisha came to Elijah, or Elijah came to him. Elisha started following him. And Elisha told him, he said, I want a double portion of what you got. He said, all right. But the bottom line he told him is, it depends on you. Okay? I'm going to lay out the groundwork and I'm going to tell you what it's going to take for you to get it. For you to get it, you better be close to me. And you better see me leave from here if you want what I got, a double portion of it. Along the way, there was a time where it says that some of the sons of the prophets had told him, you're going to encounter this. You're going to encounter this even after you get saved, and you encounter it the whole time, even conviction might be on you to get saved. They're going to be people that told Elisha, said, don't you know he's leaving? He's going to be leaving out of here. He's going to be leaving. So basically, what are you fooling around for? He said, you just hold your peace. Even Elijah himself told him, he said, won't you just wait on over here? He said, no. Bible says Elisha was taken up. Elisha was there. Elijah was taken up. He saw it. But it was every bit of what he was doing in the meanwhile that got him to where he was at. So where do we really want to be today? My meanwhile is all I can do. I can't fix nobody else's meanwhile. If the Lord tells me to get up in that meanwhile, I need to get on up. If he tells me to say a word to somebody, I need to say it. But he's gave us the opportunity to prepare for them. I guarantee you, every one of us has got 1, 2, 3, 5 of these at home probably. But we just ain't got time for it a lot of time. Because our meanwhiles is being clustered up with everything else in life. And I'll say this, and I think I'll be done. This is as serious as it'll ever be. And what you do with your meanwhile will determine your outcome. That's what I got. I don't know nothing else to do. If anybody's got a song that they want to come sing, we'll have an altar call. But that's what the Lord gave me.